There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 15 of the Tabernacle, the Cross Portrayed. Martin Lloyd-Jones once said, "Look again at the cross, my friend. Take another survey. Examine it again with greater depth and profoundness. And having seen the grace and the mercy and the compassion and the kindness of God, look again, and this is what you will see. You will see the righteousness of God. You will see the justice of God and his holiness. It is the place of all places in the universe where these attributes of God can be seen most plainly." Today's text comes from Hebrews chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, and verses 11 through 14. "These preparations having thus been made, the priests go regularly into the first section, performing their ritual duties. But into the second only the high priest goes, and he but once a year, and not without taking blood, which he offers for himself and for the unintentional sins of the people. But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls, and the sprinkling of defiled persons with the ashes of a heifer, sanctify for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" In Hebrews 9, the writer lists each of the furnishings of the Old Testament tabernacle. In verse 5, the author declares that he doesn't have time to discuss each furnishing in detail. Instead, he describes how Jesus Christ fulfilled the sacrificial requirement for the Day of Atonement through his death on the cross. Hebrews 9, 11 and 12 directly connects Christ's death on the cross to the Old Testament tabernacle. This scripture explains that Christ is the more perfect tabernacle than the one made by human hands. Spiritually and figuratively speaking, Jesus would enter into the Holy of Holies and offer his blood as a final sacrifice for our salvation. Therefore, the tabernacle points to the cross of Jesus Christ. Indeed, the cross is portrayed through several aspects of the tabernacle. You will recall that approximately 3 million people over 12 square miles camped around the tabernacle. Numbers 2 records 603,000 in the registered troops, not including women and children. Three tribes surrounded each side. The Levitical priest and the families of Moses and Aaron camped in the closest proximity between the tribes and the tabernacle. If you had an aerial view, you would notice that the tribal encampments formed a cross with the tabernacle in the center. Another intriguing fact is that if you removed the covering of the tent of meeting and had another aerial view of the entire tabernacle, the seven furnishings formed another cross. Larry Fogel, in his book, Blueprint for the Kingdom, The Purpose of the Tabernacle in the Wilderness, provides this valuable insight. The centrality of Jesus can be seen in many ways through the tabernacle. The pieces of furniture in the tabernacle formed a cross, probably not perceived by the Israelites, but certainly visible to us now as we view the tabernacle complex from above. The bronze altar was at the foot. Further up was the bronze laver. Inside the holy place, three pieces of furniture formed the crossbar of the cross, consisting of the golden lampstand, the altar of incense, and the table of showbread. Finally, the Ark of the Covenant, within the holiest of all, would constitute the head of the cross. God was at the center of the camp. Whether the Israelites knew it or not, God's presence in the form of the cross of Jesus was there at the heart of their existence. We have access to God's presence through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. As we continue our study of the tabernacle, realize that the tabernacle keeps pointing to Jesus and the cross. May the words of M.R. DeHaan further highlight this truth. The most perfect type of the Lord Jesus in the entire Bible was the tabernacle in the wilderness. It was called the tent of meeting, the one place where God would meet with man and where the humanity and the deity of Christ were united in one. Every part of this building, every single little detail spoke of some characteristic of Christ and his ministry. The material spoke of him. The silver spoke of redemption. Gold of his deity. Wood his humanity. Brass his judgment. The altar his cross. The showbread the bread of life. The candlestick spoke of him as the light of the world. The golden incense pointed to his high priestly intercession. Every detail had some message and type which was fulfilled in Christ. Some questions to consider. How does the repeated portrayal of the cross through the tabernacle strengthen your faith in Jesus? What is your response to the following scriptures? 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Hebrews 12:2. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Romans 5:8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Take time today to thank Jesus for his sacrificial death on the cross. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.